Welcome to the next chapter, Project Communication Management. If you look at any endeavor to be successful, communication is the key. Nowadays, we talk about soft skill. So as a manager, this is the basic requirement that you should have communication skills. And now here we are looking at the aspect of project management point of view, how communication is vital. Now, what is communication? Basically, it's to send the right message and which should reach to the right people, which is understandable to those people. So there are many aspects, maybe technical aspect, other point of view like English content or language point of view. It should be in the terminology which the people who are going to see that message and to understand that message is appropriate. That is first requirement. The communication management is critically important for project point of view because it's terms of five steps that are used to explore project objectives and other solutions. See, because project is going to be a humanly activity, even though we try to make many things automize. Even with now with AI, we try to deliver certain part to the AI, but still it is humanly part which always there, and the communication is the very vital factor which keep all people in sync towards the development. So that is why communication plays critical role. Now, what are the elements of communication? First is the sender and the receiver. So who is the sender and who is the receiver? You have to keep in mind. Then media of communication, either you are calling through phone or you are sending mail or you are sending WhatsApp messages, whatever it is. So that is a media of communication. Then message itself, the text or the audio, what way you are recording it, that message, the word used appropriately, the content or the message information is appropriate, that message itself is vital. Then feedback between the sender and receiver. So when there is a communication, there is going to be bilateral means of messaging. So that is what is feedback. The quality will include the following things. When you talk about message, your belief, your values, the emotional impact of the message, and the medium employed. See, when you are talking on the phone, your basic tone of communication, your audio, the person to whom you are talking. So you have belief system, your internal personality is obviously going to play a role when you are talking. We are talking with attitude or we are talking with professionalism, that emotional impact will be going to make impact on the other person. The impact of message, that is what we are discussing. So the person which other side is going to be very much emotionally affected because of the way you deliver the message. So medium, maybe your email or video message or direct live talk, whatever way you doing it, your quality of message will be affected by your own belief, values and emotional state. We have to see that you are perfectly in the position, you are not in angry mood or not in frustrated mood, because that will be reflected in your message, in communication. These variables, see, being a human being, all these emotional packs we can't avoid. That is going to influence our communication. So, then apart from that, there are other things which can create, we can consider as a noise. Like suppose you are talking on mobile and you are the signal strength is weak enough. So your person listening to other side may miss out some words and he can't make out the content of your message. So receptivity of the message and the feedback of the part of the sender. So what he is talking and what you are trying to convey get may affected because of the weak communication or the poor signal strength. So this can be a noise and you have to take into consideration that. Otherwise, it may lead to the misunderstanding. Okay, so that is one aspect you have to consider in communication. The communication process will always be in the setting or context with that influence results. The context is very important. When you are communicating any problem or any particular means that you want to convey to that regarding the project or some aspect of the project, critical aspect of the project, which you want to convey to the team, the context is very important. And context often involves time, space and structure. So how you are timing that the messaging point of time, or when you are talking to the people, how you nicely see that the location as well as the time, everybody in the state of mind. Suppose you want to have some communication, you want to train some people, or you want to talk some complex aspect, I think morning time is very useful because people are fresh. Whereas you try to convey the same facts in the evening time, probably they are not in position to absorb the things. Then the location, maybe very congested place, or they are uncomfortable, AC is not working, that may affect even you are trying to convey certain things, but people not in state of mind to absorb the things. So you have to ensure that all conducive environment where you are trying to convey the information. Now, effective communication. How do you say it is effective? Communication is a vital element for well-managed project, obviously. There are two main groups of people with whom the project management needs to ensure clear and effective management, communication, stakeholders and project team. Because all stakeholders which are part of the project, whereas the project team may be developer, tester or the managers or coordinators, these are all two group of people. They are always communicating on different aspects of the project. So you have to see that how their channels are and their frequencies are communicating, frequency in the sense repetition, how frequently they are doing this communication. So all those things you have to check to ensure that effective communication. Good communication keeps conflict and confusion from bogging the project down by ensuring. So any type of confusions or misunderstandings in the communication between the different stakeholders and the project team can lead to the degradation or derailment of your project objectives mainly. And you have to align that to your project goals. What is exactly expected from this project, or what are your achievements or deliverables, should be very clear to each and every person in the project team as well as the stakeholders. That is very vital, and that is to be communicated from time to time to ensure the success of the project. Now, you can have plan for even communication. As we have planning for various aspects of the project we discussed so far, even for communication you need to have plan. Communication management plan can organize documentation process, what type of communication, mail, messaging, or you can have GitHub sort of repository or some sort of shared document through which you communicate. So that way you have to plan. You have to identify different stakeholders, their requirement, their availability, their comfort. So all those aspects you have to consider and plan accordingly. The communication structure document where the information will originate, to whom the information will be sent, and what modality the information is acceptable. So these are key aspects of your communication. Where the sender is, where the information will be originated, then it is disseminated in the proper format and the content or the standard that you are going to follow, which is acceptable. It should not be changing, or it should not be from person to person different. You try to make it more standardized or template based. It will be ideal to have proper standard that everybody is following. Then appropriate means of communication. So email or the messaging. There are different applications available nowadays. Communication have a lot of different ways of doing it. So you have to identify which mean is perfect in particular context. Schedules of when the various type of communication. So you can have a lot of online communication, online meets, okay, Zoom meet or the Google meet, especially the team which is distributed over geographically different locations. So that is to be scheduled considering their timelines, people time, at what time they are available and all that shit. Scheduling is very important. Even the season, winter, summer, how the time availability is there, and accordingly you have to check that the you make a plan of communication when you schedule the meetings, especially online meetings. So you have to consider that when you're planning. Then escalation process and the time frame for moving issues upward. So if there are some issues pop up during the development and the time frame is critical, so you have to escalate the process, and the communication play very vital role in there. How you escalate to the hierarchy of the different levels of people and get feedback or get some instructions to the respective people. So that escalation process is to be planned. Then method to retrieve information, then project glossary, some typical terminology that you are going to follow in the projects, and the domain specific terminology, that glossary you have to provide. So many people may not understand the terminology because they may not be acquainted with that domain. So you have to provide that definitions and glossary so that one can refer to that. So this is what you can plan in the communication. There are mainly four steps of effective communication. You understand the requirement, identify the communication requirement, when. Now to identify means what? You have to identify W's and one H. Why, what, when, where, who. This is to be identified when you plan or you want to make any communication. And how. How means action, procedure, process you are going to incorporate. So that is you have to identify. Then identify and accommodate the enterprise environment factors. So every enterprise has got its own setup equation parameters that you have to ensure that you accommodate those people or those factors when you are making any communication. Identify organizational process assets. So that is also very important for communication, what type of assets you have and how we can incorporate that in your communication process. Asset in the sense your own team, a human being is also one of the asset. Then your hardware or maybe your application based software tools, that is asset, process asset that you are incorporating. So all those things you have to organize and identify in effective communication. Now, what are the major aspects of obstacles we can have in communication? It can be a political issue, cultural issue, a linguistic issue, especially international projects. Even within national level also there are political issues. State to state there are differences. So those obstacles we have to avoid, because that may mislead or may lead to some sort of, you know, derailment in your projects. So you should try to avoid that political aspect you incorporate in your communication. Cultural aspect. Every organization got its own culture, and especially in the project development like IT projects, you are in sync with the various organizations. You're not alone, because you have to take some third parties tools or third party support in many aspects of your projects. So we have to take care of the organizational culture, their ethics or their process, procedures, and you have to accordingly communicate. You have to respect that culture. It may be international, then company which is belongs to some other country, they have their own culture, and you have to ensure that you are not hampering or some sort of misleading or misunderstanding develop because of cultural differences. That you have to take care while making communication. Linguistic, obviously we can have now good amount of tools so that we have interpreters, and that will be taken care by, because many time people are not even conversant with English. Even in international level, people not communicating international language like English. So we have to take care that how interpreter can work, or even the tools can be, AI based tools can be utilized to translate the things. Okay. How do you prioritize the means of communication and convey what is really required? So there are various means of communication. We can talk in person through the phone or through video phone or online meets. Then we can have video conferencing, emailing, WhatsApp groups. So you have to see that how the particular media play role when you talk in person, when you send a message, the impact of the communication is very vital. Even email and the necessity of timeline. How crucial that the person will look at the email and then respond, rather than that you have to make immediate call and get his attention to the issue and get a response from him. In that case, you have to prioritize which means of communication can help us. What are the different factors in communication? These are to be examined. Paralingual means, especially when you are live or you are in person, your body language. Maybe in online also, when you are facing the camera. That is also something, sometimes we call it the non-verbal, which is again mentioned there. See, what we actually put through words and what you're trying to convey can be different, and which can be captured through your tone, your facial expressions, your body postures, and these are called paralanguals. And that is very important factors when especially you're addressing someone. Addressing the mob or addressing the team, how nicely you can keep that facts, like tone of your talks, modulations of your talks. So that may play very vital role when you create the impact of the communication. Then you should be open to the feedback. It should be, make it more interactive so that the person who is opposite or other side of it, see his involvement or his or her involvement in the communication. It should not be one way. That is where the other things come into picture, like active listening and effective listening. Active listening is something we have to see that the other side person is actively involved in your communication. You can make out from his body postures, so his eyesight, his body movements. Okay. So how actively he is involved in your communication, that can be taken care of. Effective communication also, you can make out how he is giving the feedback, or he is asking the question, or you are having some contradictions. That is, you have to ensure that then your communication is being effective. It is not to be a one way. It should create an impact on the other side of it. And that is very vital to make the things effective. So effective listening and active listening from either side, from your side as well as receiver side, that is very critical. And you have to monitor that, otherwise your communication is not really making impact. Even non-verbal things, the other side of the persons, you can look at is their body or their mind is in frame of communication, or he just his mind is out of the communication, he's just there by physical means but not mentally involved. So that is what you have to check when you are making communication. These are different areas of project communication management and improvisation. You have to resolve complex and soft skill development, your team especially, which is dealing with the various stakeholders. Their soft skill of means of communication, their verbal talks, their written skill is to be developed by appropriate training from time to time. And their monitoring, their abilities. Okay, and any conflicts are there, it should be resolved as and when, there and there itself. It should not lead to some greater impact. Then developing a better communication skill is of course by means of trainings or some good amount of exercise, team exercise, team building exercise, we can say. So that is what we can do. Then using templates, especially for email or written communication, you can create a template, standard template, so that communication remain in particular format and all pointers are there, so that every communication will follow that template and it is very clear. Then you have to ensure that communication infrastructure, your maybe email server or your other telephonic line, telephone line, your IP-based system. Nowadays we have mostly IP-based systems. Then maybe mobiles, availability of the network. So all those aspects which come under the infrastructure requirement. So these are the areas where you have to ensure that they are in position to ensure 24/7 effective link and effective communication for anyone which are there part of the project team or the stakeholders. So that is what in nutshell the communication management is, and obviously it is very vital for the success of the project. Thank you very much.